The coalition government of Mirek Topolánek appears to be losing ground in the Chamber of Deputies, a day after a media scandal involving the Prime Minister's adviser. The opposition went on the offensive on Tuesday, saying they want to remove the government in a vote of no confidence. The coalition had to admit its weak position and withdrew votes on allowing a US radar base from the agenda in the lower house, fearing they would not muster the necessary support. Jan Richter reports.
Nearly halfway through the Czech presidency of the European Union, the country's government is on the ropes. On Monday, Czech TV broadcast the recording of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's right-hand man trying to convince a reporter to drop a story which could be damaging to a former opposition MP who now supports the coalition. Now the opposition has struck back, saying they would try and topple the government in a vote of no confidence next week. The Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek accused the government of resorting to mafia practices.
Metody premiéra Topolánka a jeho spolupracovníka Dalíka.
The methods of Prime Minister Topolánek and his associate, Mr. Dalík, have exceeded all tolerable limits of democratic society. We have witnessed further mafia practices of Mr. Topolánek's government and his collaborators. These have been an unacceptable intervention into the independence of the media and the independence of police investigation.
The coalition came under pressure in Parliament on Tuesday, with two of their MPs sick and two ministers away. The opposition took advantage of the situation and managed to attach the radar treaties with the US to the agenda, with good prospects of voting them down. The cabinet, with their backs to the wall, were forced to pull the votes. But Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek told reporters this was not the end of the matter.
To neznamená, že bychom na ratifikační proces rezignovali, protože můžeme...
This does not mean we will end the ratification process, as we can return the material at any time. It means the approval of the treaties by the Senate is valid, and we'll come back to this after negotiations with the US administration and after the NATO summit in Strasbourg and Kiel.
Po jednání summitu NATO ve Strasbourgu a Kielu.
The vote of no confidence in the government is expected to take place on Tuesday. The opposition have failed to bring down the government on four previous occasions, but if they succeed this time, the country will be left without a government in the middle of the six-month EU presidency and some 2 weeks before an EU-US summit in Prague.
Jan Richter with that report. A welcome feature.